Now, normally when we're in the first week of December, we've already gone through meeting Santa Claus, turning on the lights at the Christmas tree. But this year, it's a little bit different. Bettina Hannigan is here with the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to do that when? This weekend, right?
December 7th, Saturday, we're going to have the holiday festival in Old Town. And we'll have the hayride. Scary Folio is coming with his antique John Deere tractor again to pull the hay trailer. Okay, bring on the hay trailer. So that's always super fun. And the Mr. Mayor, Joe Henry, will be lighting the Christmas tree at 5:30 on Saturday the 7th. And Santa Claus is coming on a fire truck at 3:30, so the kids can come and meet Santa.
Any particular reason why it was moved back a week? Is it so you can give more attention to the Small Business Saturday? Or
It's been a request that the city has had, and it's very difficult for the Chamber, which is a volunteer organization, and the city, which has their very dear employees, to try to put all that together on Thanksgiving weekend. You know, a lot of people have family in town, people are out of town. And it just puts a lot of pressure on all of the workers and the people that have to bring it to pass. And so we met with some of the Old Town people and we said, you know, what can we do? How can we make this work? And Glenna Martin was there along with Kelly Weiss, myself, and Mike Miller and the gang. And we said, let's do something different. Let's kind of expand this. So we decided to do November 30th, which is a cookies, cocoa, and cider trail, which we did. And then we started the Sea Lion on a Shelf. And that runs from November 30th to December 20th. And that's going to have people shopping all over town. I think we've got 35 Sammies hidden around town.
So just tell a little bit about how that works. People go have a card. They have a
passport. It's free. You can pick it up at the Chamber or at Beaux Arts or at the Siosla News. And it's free. And then you just go look for Sammy. And when you find her, you just say, hey, I spy Sammy. And you get your passport checked off. And then when you're done, you turn it in. And we're going to be drawing for $100 gift cards.
Now, do you have to have your card totally filled in order to be?
No.
You just have to have a predominant amount.
Correct. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think probably a minimum of 15.
Oh, okay, yeah. So get a few in there. Yeah. So at least you're putting the effort for it.
Well, and it's fun to shop around town. And Sammy is so cute. It's being sponsored by Sea Lion Caves. And they've provided these plush little Sammies. And then Jenna Bartlett sewed the cute little elf hats on them. And they're just adorable. And so they'll be hidden all over. And people are going to have a great time looking for Sammy.
Now, once the promotion's over on the 20th, what happens with Sammy?
Sammy gets returned back to the Chamber, and she'll go in storage.
Okay.
Until next year.
For possible use again.
Yeah. And we're thinking it's going to be a fun event, so we're going to do it again next year.
Well, especially if you get a $100 gift card out of it.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're giving away a couple $100 gift cards and then some 50s and some 25s. Mm. And so those will be redeemable at the stores that hosted Sammy.
And again, of course, hold on a minute. Small Business Saturday was last Saturday, but the encouragement is to keep people shopping, small business.
Keep it local.
Yeah.
It's wintertime is a hard time for our businesses. We slow down in our tourism, and it's hard. So let's support our local communities so that we have places to shop. Otherwise, we won't.
And what's pretty cool is there's a lot of stuff locally that is you can't find anywhere else.
So absolutely.
Unique stuff.
Beautiful gift shops and all over town. I mean, we just got beautiful. We've got, handcrafted items, and we've got beautiful jewelry and art galleries. And yeah, and I understand, I heard a rumor that we've got another art gallery going in.
Ooh.
Up on Highway 101 next to Glow.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Cindy Wobby.
How about that? That'd be
cool. I know. Yeah. Right.
So again, tell everybody, it's this Saturday.
Saturday the 7th.
What time does the everything start?
3:30 to 6:30.
And 3:30 is when Santa...
Santa comes in on the fire truck.
Okay. He'll come in first.
He comes in and then that gets going and we'll have caroling and live music and shopping around town and just looking for Sammy. I'm sure there's going to be some Sammy shoppers.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. Yeah.
That's this Saturday, folks. Come on out and enjoy it. Thanks to Bettina Hanning and Florence Area Chamber.
Thank you.
Commerce.
And thanks to the city because we could not do it without them. They do the big trees, beautiful, and all the lighting down there. The public works, Mike Miller and his crew, just really do a fabulous job. So shout out to them.
Yeah, and we'll get to flip the switch on Saturday and get to see it all.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much, Bettina.
Thank you, George.
That's our Hour of Town for this Wednesday. Remember to tune in tomorrow morning on KCFM to hear the other half of the Bobby King interview. In fact, actually, you'll hear the full interview again in its entirety. So tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You're listening to Hour of Town on Coast Radio.